Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Time to join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. I want to go back to the Palatine Hill with you today. It has around it a fringe of pines, cypresses, ilexes.
As I say now, they've fixed it up so nicely with the parks.
But the idea of creating gardens there occurred to a pope, didn't it? Paul III Farnese, long after the Romans.
Oh, yeah, the Farnese gardens up there. He had ornamental gardens and almost like a bird refuge or something.
How do you say bird refuge? Monumental gardens with a bird refuge.
Okay, cum volucrum perfugio, with a refuge for birds.
Did they put them in cages?
No, they were just flying around. Yeah, Farnese, the Farnese Gardens.
The time of Emperor Charles V, known in the 1500s.
No, he's 34 to 49.
Paul III Farnese.
Yeah, 1534 to 49, 15 years.
Do you think the Romans shared this love of gardens with this Pope Paul Farnese?
I don't think so. They must have been quite secluded up there and, you know.
You know, we talk about Italian gardens or French gardens laid out in a geometrical fashion as opposed to English gardens. Do you think the Romans would have had more Italian-type gardens or English-type gardens?
No, I think Italian. They have a topiarium. I mean, they had gardeners and ornamental gardens and
Topiarium is the word we still use today.
Really?
When we say topiary?
I don't even know.
When you shape hedges and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. They had that stuff.
How would you say nursery garden, where you grow little plants, where you...
Well, there you have seminarium.
Seminarium.
Seminarium, where the seedlings are put. Seminarium.
And did they have greenhouses, do you think?
No, they didn't have apparently they didn't have greenhouses. They just went according to the seasons.
Did the Romans have green fingers, do you think?
What do you mean, green fingers?
Well, you know, people who are good with plants, they have
their
green fingers.
Oh, yeah, well, certainly. They had their gardeners.
How would you say that in Latin?
Well, Hortulanus was a gardener, and Topiarius was a gardener, and...
How would you say a green-fingered Roman?
Cum digitis viridibus, but that doesn't mean anything.
The Romans were great explorers, no? They brought back plants from all over the world, so... They did have an interest in plants, though.
Oh, yeah.
If they brought them back with them.
Oh, yeah.
That's why in Rome we have Oriental plants.
Oh, yeah. You can see in their paintings, they had all the varieties of things that you can imagine. The Roman frescoes and the birds and the scenes in their homes.
Not a lot has come down.
Not a lot, but we're discovering more all the time.
Mosaics have fared better.
Well, yeah, of course, they're durable, but...
How do you say mosaics fare better than frescoes?
Milius valent opera musiva con picture.
Did they actually grow vines and make wine on the Palatine Hill?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, that was in the old days when you had a village up there and it was self-supporting village.
They grew artichokes.
Artichokes.
How do you say artichoke?
Cardui.
Now, cardoo is a thistle.
Yeah, cards, yeah.
How do you say artichoke?
Yeah, there's another word in there. I know I'm not...
Oh, well, you can tell us some other day then what an artichoke
is.
Maybe the Romans didn't eat them.
Oh, they had them, for sure.
You know, it's interesting, but all religions promise believers a sort of lavish horticultural reward in the next world. If you had to translate lavish horticultural reward...
Uberimum hortorum premium.
And warm thanks there to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.